World Oral Health Day is celebrated every year on March 20th to spread awareness around oral health and its intricate link with overall health. Now, it's a reminder for people to take care of their teeth and gums to prevent oral diseases and maintain an overall health. To talk to us more about oral health, we are joined by Dr. Isaac Kadi from the Dental Department at the Juba Teaching Hospital. Good morning and welcome to the program.
Good morning, and I'm very glad to be with you in Mirai FM.
Right, you're very much welcome. So what is the significance of this World Oral Health Day, and why is it important for people to pay attention to their oral health or to their teeth particularly?
All Oral Health Day is global event normally celebrated on the 20th of March, which focus on awareness and campaign to improve the oral health of individuals, families, and communities. Because we understand that the oral health is very important, and it's the main gate for our body. If our oral is healthy, and then the whole system on the whole body is also healthy.
Right. So yesterday you have had an activity in Juba Teaching Hospital. Just tell us a bit about it.
Yeah, exactly. Yesterday it was a treatment day campaign in Juba Teaching Hospital, whereby we have targeted almost 300 patients, and with the treatment and then medication, and then we have given the main purpose of the awareness yesterday. It was also to give the awareness about the oral health day.
Right.
Actually, we have the target to go to this school outreach, but because of the climate condition, that's why the school was closed, and then we could not able to go to the schools.
Okay.
But it was really great day that we have done a great job yesterday, and I've seen a lot of people came in Juba Teaching Hospital.
Right, and I hope that it doesn't just end with a World Oral Day, so that you have a chance with the students in the different schools when the schools eventually do open. So what are the most common oral health issues that you have encountered as a doctor in your practice, and how can they be prevented?
Actually, mostly people normally come there with the dental caries. This is the most common oral disease I've ever seen. And this is because most people, they lack information about the tooth caries and all these things. And normally our people normally come at the last stage whereby there's serious pain, they normally seek for the treatment.
Yeah.
But if they come early, I think this thing can be can be treated.
They normally come when there's inflammation on the gum.
When there's inflammation, when there's serious pain, even if there's inflammation, at least when there's bleeding, gum bleeding, and then there's serious thing, then I have to seek attention of the doctor. But then, of course, to prevent the tooth caries, all these things, you have to visit your doctor, especially those people with the high-risk caries. Normally, three months and always 6 months is very important, because in any kind of the caries, then definitely will be the doctor will tell you, you know what, this is going to happen, then we have to do this, and to prevent from reaching to other stage.
So every 3 months?
Yeah, every 3 months for those with the high-risk caries, and then those with the low moderates, then after 6 months is okay.
So how do I know that I am, you know, I have that high, I'm prone to getting oral infections?
It's not you. That's why if you go to visit our
first time,
then you will be told that, you know what, you are a high-risk caries patient, then at least you have to visit that every 3 months, so that at least we have to prevent the caries from happening.
Right. So how do we keep ourselves from getting there, having those cavities, and generally keeping our oral health?
Yeah, exactly. There are preventive measures, of course, you have to take at least to keep. Of course, we cannot prevent it at loss, but there are preventive measures that we have to take, like brushing our teeth twice a day. This is very important, also helpful. And mostly people in the town, they normally consume that in a high sugar diet. Then at least we have to reduce from the high sugar diet, because mostly bacteria, the one which is affected and causing caries, is mostly bacteria. Because when we eat this in a sugar diet lot, bacteria uses it and then to produce energy that releases acid. Acid is the one destroying our tooth.
Right.
Then later on, then the bacteria just go in and then causes the cavity. Then of course we have to reduce our sugar intake, and And then also uses the fluoride, of course, mouthwash. This also helps to strengthen our teeth. Frequent dental checkup. This is what I was just saying. It is very important to keep on just frequently after 3 to 6 months visit the dental services. I think they will explain to you what is going on and then what is need to be done. This is also very important. And then application of the teeth seal, and of course this mostly with young children and those people with the deep fissure in their tooth, then we have to close it from the beginning. The earlier is the better. If we leave that, that will be the source of the bacteria to proceed.
Right.
Also, drinking water with the required amount of the fluoride is very important, because if you leave that on that, you just cause discoloration of the teeth and then weakening the whole teeth.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So, you say that healthy teeth, healthy gums equals a healthy body.
Exactly.
So what role does oral health play in overall health and well-being?
Yeah, world oral health, especially, this is the first time we are celebrating this thing in our country. Actually, in our country, this part of the has been ignored for quite a long time. But we have just informed our association last year in December. Now we have taken the initiative that at least we have to aware our people, because in oral health is very important. I've seen many cases in normally they bring from outside the country, especially from the other states. Because people are really need our help. That's why we have taken that initiative. At least we have to carry the awareness to our people so that they understand about their oral health, which is very, very important.
Right. And what is the connection when you have a healthy mouth, for example, and how does that play overall to your health?
Yeah, that's why the theme of this year, it is a healthy mouth is a healthy body. Because if your mouth is healthy, definitely the whole body also is healthy. When you have pain in your mouth, I think you will feel that you don't want to eat, you're like traumatized, and then you're not feeling okay. The whole system of the body is also affected. And then if you have tumor, some people, they have tumor also, oral tumor. This is common. I've seen many in those ways, squamous cell carcinoma. There are really very many. Once that is affected, then the whole body is also affected. A disconnected thing. And we understand that the mouth is the main gate for the whole thing. We eat through our mouth, and
that's
then
right.
All the things. Once there's problem in our mouth, of course the whole system there is also affected.
Right, yeah. Right. And for the day, particularly today, are there any activities?
Actually, we are going to celebrate it outside, because it's only yesterday, one day, we have done the treatment day in the Juba Teaching Hospital. And today the celebration is going to take in Radisson Blue, whereby we're just targeting the policy and the government, and then the policymaker, which is very important to take the role about this oral health day.
Right. And if I remember correctly, you advised us to brush at least twice a day, have visits to the dentist at least 3 months or six months, and stay away from sweet diet.
If
we
not
can.
Not aware at all, but we have to reduce the...
So if I have a sweet tooth, like I actually have a sweet tooth, I love eating sweet things.
Exactly.
Is it okay to eat them and then brush my teeth immediately, or...
Actually, also a sweet thing, but you have to reduce it.
Because
because it's also good for your health.
Right,
and then,
right. Okay. Well, doctor, thank you so much for your time.
It's okay. Welcome.
And what is your final message to the people?
I would like to tell people, of course, this is the first time we're celebrating the Global Oral Health Day.
I need to come back there. I want to say because I feel like we have almost spoken in English.
It's okay. I will marry in the Kefiro Bel and the Sahara Ramiel Farm of Juba Sudan and in Kawana Al Ittihad Sen Al Fat. And نحن أخذنا الخطوة أصلاً مهم جداً أصلاً نودي التوية للشعب بتاع جنوب السودان, لأن معظم الناس في جنوب السودان يعني ما عندهم lack information about يعني الأورال هيلث, and it's very important. Like امبارح عملنا توية يوم علاج في مستشفى وكان عدد كبير شديد وشديد, يعني الناس يعني اتعالج ودينا أدوية للناس وكان يوم جميل جدا. وبنشكر يعني ده ما بيكون أول مرة, ما بيكون في جوبا براو, يعني إن شاء الله السنة الجاية بنمشي ولايات في أماكن كثير, وده ما أكر برام يعني هنستمر نود الأويانس للشعب في جنوب السودان. شكرا.
Okay. شكرا كثير دكتور. Thank you so much for your time.
It's okay. Welcome.
You're welcome. Okay. All right.